In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we celebrated the feast day of Saint Monica, who I refer to as the patron saint of parents with rotten children. And why? Because through her prayers and through her example, she obtained the conversion of her son, Saint Augustine. And I figure that anyone, you know, if Augustine can be converted, anyone can be converted. Because Augustine lived kind of a wild life when he was younger. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Augustine. And it's very important for us here at a parish dedicated to Saint Ambrose, because it was our own Saint Ambrose who helped facilitate Augustine's conversion and also baptized him. And so we have that connection with Saint Augustine. Augustine was born in Roman North Africa. People say, was he an African then? No, he was a Roman. We have to stop imposing current categories on things that happened hundreds or even thousands of years ago. He was Roman. If you'd asked Augustine what his nationality was, he would have said, "I'm a Roman." He came from a well-off family, and so when the time was ripe, he went away to school. Now, he had been raised as a Catholic Christian, and at the time there was a custom of simply enrolling people as catechumens, and then later they would be baptized. And so the enrolled catechumen, Augustine, went off to school, to college, and promptly lost his faith. He ended up falling in with a cult, the cult of the Manichaeans, which was a syncretic cult. It blended various elements of Christianity and the Persian religion of Zoroastrianism, and it was also part of the Gnostic heresy. The Manichaeans believed there was a good God and an evil God. Good God was the God of spirit. Evil God was the God of matter. Good God was the New Testament God. Evil God was the Old Testament, you know, things like that. And he thoroughly gave his mother gray hair. He also had a child outside of wedlock. Eventually, though, as Augustine himself describes it, he found what he was really looking for, which was the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he converted, he was baptized, he was ordained a priest, and then he was elected bishop of Hippo Regius in North Africa. And he was bishop there for many years, and he did an outstanding job. He fought the local heretics, which were his old friends, the Manichaeans, and also the Donatists and the Pelagians. And he preached and governed his flock. We have many of his homilies still with us. And we also have the two great books which he wrote. One which was the Confessions, which is a story of his life and his conversion, which I would really recommend to anyone to read. And then The City of God, which is a bit of a longer read because it's a big, thick, heavy book. But again, it is well worth reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.